This one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 3, verse 13 and 14. Father, I will that they whom thou hast given me be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory which thou hast given me. I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. He which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize? So run that ye may obtain. And every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. Let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus. The Lord, he it is that doth go before thee. He will be with thee. He will not fail thee. Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 8. If thy presence go not with me, carry us not up hence. O Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walketh to direct his steps. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. I am continually with thee. Thou hast holden me by my right hand. Thou shalt guide me with thy counsel, and afterward receive me to glory. I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Sing unto the Lord a new song. Isaiah chapter 42, verse 10. Sing aloud unto God our strength. Make a joyful noise unto the God of Jacob. Take a psalm and bring hither the timbrel, the pleasant harp with the psaltery. He hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear, and shall trust in the Lord. Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Paul thanked God and took courage, knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envying, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lusts thereof. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Psalm 141, verse 2. Thou shalt make an altar to burn incense upon, and thou shalt put it before the veil that is by the ark of the testimony, before the mercy seat that is over the testimony, where I will meet with thee. And Aaron shall burn thereon sweet incense every morning. And when Aaron lighteth the lamps at even, he shall burn incense upon it, a perpetual incense before the Lord throughout your generations. Jesus is able to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. The smoke of the incense, which came with the prayers of the saints, ascended up before God out of the angel's hand. Ye also, as lively stones, are built up a spiritual house and holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Pray without ceasing. He led them forth by the right way. Psalm 107, verse 7. He found Jacob in a desert land, and in the waste howling wilderness. He led him about, he instructed him, he kept him as the apple of his eye. As an eagle stirreth up her nest, fluttereth over her young, spreadeth abroad her wings, taketh them, beareth them on her wings, so the Lord alone did lead him. Even to your old age I am he, and even to hoar hairs will I carry you. I have made, and I will bear, even I will carry, and will deliver you. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. The Lord shall guide thee continually, and satisfy thy soul in drought, and make fat thy bones. And thou shalt be like a watered garden, like a spring of water, whose waters fail not. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide even unto death. Who teacheth like him? We which have believed do enter into rest. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 3. They weary themselves to commit iniquity. I see another law in my members warring against the law of my mind, and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin which is in my members. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith unto this grace, wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. He that is entered into his rest, he also hath ceased from his own works. Not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God, by faith. This is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing. Set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth. Keep the door of my lips. Psalm 141, verse 3. If thou, Lord, shouldest mark iniquities, O Lord, who shall stand? They provoked his spirit, so that he spake unadvisedly with his lips. Not that which goeth into the mouth defileth a man, but that which cometh out of the mouth, this defileth a man. A whisperer separateth chief friends. There is that speaketh like the piercings of a sword, but the tongue of the wise is health. The lip of truth shall be established for ever, but a lying tongue is but for a moment. The tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. Out of the same mouth proceedeth blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not so to be. Put off anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds. This is the will of God, even your sanctification. In their mouth was found no guile. Let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us, and establish thou the work of our hands. Psalm 90, verse 17. Thy renown went forth among the heathen for thy beauty, for it was perfect through my comeliness which I had put upon thee, saith the Lord God. We all with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. The Spirit of glory and of God resteth upon you. Blessed is every one that feareth the Lord, that walketh in his ways. For thou shalt eat the labor of thine hands. Happy shalt thou be, and it shall be well with thee. Commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Our Lord Jesus Christ himself, and God, even our Father, which hath loved us and given us everlasting consolation and good hope through grace, comfort your hearts and establish you in every good word and work. Thank you. The apostles gathered themselves together unto Jesus and told him all things they had done. Mark chapter 6, verse 30. There is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. The Lord spake unto Moses face to face, as a man speaketh unto his friend. Ye are my friends, if ye do whatsoever I command you. Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth, but I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father I have made known unto you. When ye shall have done all those things which are commanded you, say, We are unprofitable servants. Ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. In everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. The prayer of the upright is his delight. Think upon me, my God, for good. Nehemiah chapter 5, verse 19. Thus saith the Lord, I remember thee, the kindness of thy youth, the love of thine espousals, when thou wentest after me in the wilderness. I will remember my covenant with thee in the days of thy youth, and I will establish unto thee an everlasting covenant. I will visit you and perform my good word toward you. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. I would seek unto God, and unto God would I commit my cause, which doeth great things and unsearchable, marvelous things without number. Many, O Lord my God, are thy wonderful works which thou hast done, and thy thoughts which are to usward. They cannot be reckoned up in order unto thee. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Joshua chapter 1, verse 5. There failed not aught of any good thing which the Lord had spoken unto the house of Israel. All came to pass. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good? The Lord thy God, he is God, the faithful God, which keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love him. He will ever be mindful of his covenant. Can a woman forget a sucking child, that she should not have compassion on the son of her womb? Yea, they may forget, yet will I not forget thee. Behold, I have graven thee upon the palms of my hands. The Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. He will save. He will rejoice over thee with joy. He will rest in his love. He will joy over thee with singing. They that know thy name will put their trust in thee. For thou, Lord, hast not forsaken them that seek thee. Psalm 9, verse 10. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also is become my salvation. I have been young and now am old. Yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. For the Lord loveth judgment and forsaketh not his saints. They are preserved forever. But the seed of the wicked shall be cut off. The Lord will not forsake his people for his great name's sake, because it hath pleased the Lord to make you his people. Who delivered us from so great a death, and doth deliver, in whom we trust that he will yet deliver us. Be content with such things as ye have, for he hath said, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee, so that we may boldly say, The Lord is my helper. I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Thou hast given a banner to them that fear thee, that it may be displayed because of the truth. Psalm 60, verse 4. Jehovah Nissi, the Lord, my banner. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. We will rejoice in thy salvation, and in the name of our God we will set up our banners. The Lord hath brought forth our righteousness. Come, and let us declare in Zion the work of the Lord our God. We are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ, the captain of their salvation. My brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, valiant for the truth. Fight the Lord's battles. Be strong, all ye people of the land, saith the Lord, and work. Fear ye not. Lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest. Yet a little while, and he that shall come will come, and will not tarry. Thou hast given a banner to them that fear thee, that it may be displayed because of the truth. Psalm 60, verse 4. Jehovah Nissi, the Lord, my banner. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. We will rejoice in thy salvation, and in the name of our God we will set up our banners. The Lord hath brought forth our righteousness. Come, and let us declare in Zion the work of the Lord our God. We are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ, the captain of their salvation. My brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, valiant for the truth. Fight the Lord's battles. Be strong, all ye people of the land, saith the Lord, and work. Fear ye not. Lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest. Yet a little while, and he that shall come, and will not tarry. One thing is needful. Luke chapter 10, verse 42. There be many that say, "Who will show us any good?" Lord, lift thou up the light of thy countenance upon us. Thou hast put gladness in my heart, more than in the time that their corn and their wine increased. As the hart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. O God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee. My flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. Lord, evermore give us this bread. Mary sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23. Christ loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. Whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. The peace of God passeth all understanding. Let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body. Our Lord Jesus Christ himself, and God, even our Father, which hath loved us, and hath given us everlasting consolation and good hope through grace, comfort your hearts, and establish you in every good word and work, who shall also confirm you unto the end, that ye may be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. Will God in very deed dwell with men on the earth? Let them make me a sanctuary, that I may dwell among them. I will meet with the children of Israel, and the tabernacle shall be sanctified by my glory. And I will dwell among the children of Israel, and will be their God. Thou hast ascended on high. Thou hast led captivity captive. Thou hast received gifts for men, yea, for the rebellious also, that the Lord God might dwell among them. Ye are the temple of the living God, as God hath said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you. Ye are builded together for an habitation of God through the Spirit. The heathen shall know that I, the Lord, do sanctify Israel, when my sanctuary shall be in the midst of them forevermore. Praise waiteth for thee, O God, in Sion. Psalm 65, verse 1. To us there is but one God, the Father, of whom are all things, and we in him, and one Lord Jesus Christ, by whom are all things, and we by him. All men should honor the Son, even as they honor the Father. He that honoreth not the Son honoreth not the Father which hath sent him. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually, that is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. Whoso offereth praise glorifieth me, and to him that ordereth his conversation aright will I show the salvation of God. I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number, of all nations and kindreds and people and tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands, and cried with a loud voice, saying, Salvation to our God, which sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb. Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be unto our God for ever and ever. Amen. Who redeemeth thy life from destruction? Psalm 103, verse 4. Their Redeemer is strong. The Lord of hosts is his name. I will ransom them from the power of the grave. I will redeem them from death. O death, I will be thy plagues. O grave, I will be thy destruction. As the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is, the devil, and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. Ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. When he shall come to be glorified in his saints, and to be admired in all them that believe. The only wise God, our Saviour. Jude, verse 25. Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. Canst thou by searching find out God? Canst thou find out the Almighty unto perfection? It is as high as heaven. What canst thou do? Deeper than hell. What canst thou know? We speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory. The mystery which from the beginning of the world hath been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ, to the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. The wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. I will trust and not be afraid, for the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also is become my salvation. Why are ye fearful, O ye of little faith? Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. In quietness and in confidence shall be your strength. The effect of righteousness shall be quietness and assurance forever. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 26. If thy brother shall trespass against thee, go and tell him his fault between thee and him alone. If he shall hear thee, thou hast gained thy brother. Lord, how oft shall my brother sin against me, and I forgive him? Till seven times? Jesus saith unto him, I say not unto thee until seven times, but until 70 times 7. When ye stand praying, forgive, if ye have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. Be kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, hath forgiven you. The apostles said unto the Lord, increase our faith. My Father is greater than I. John chapter 14, verse 28. When ye pray, say, Our Father, which art in heaven. My Father and your Father, my God and your God. As the Father gave me commandment, even so I do. The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. The Father loved the Son, and hath given all things into his hand. Thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us. Jesus saith unto him, Have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, Show us the Father? Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? I and my Father are one. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments, and abide in his love. The woman's seed shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. Genesis chapter 3, verse 15. His visage was so marred more than any man, and his form more than the sons of men. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. This is your hour and the power of darkness. Thou couldst have no power at all against me, except it were given thee from above. The Son of God was manifested that he might destroy the works of the devil. He cast out many devils, and suffered not the devils to speak, because they knew him. All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. In my name shall they cast out devils. The God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly. My soul cleaveth unto the dust. Quicken thou me according to thy word. Psalm 119, verse 25. If ye be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. For your life is hid with Christ in God. Our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Saviour, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto himself. The flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. Brethren, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live after the flesh. For if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye, through the Spirit, do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. Dearly beloved, I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts, which war against the soul. The measure of faith. Romans chapter 12, verse 3. Him that is weak in the faith, strong in faith, giving glory to God. O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? Great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. Believe ye that I am able to do this? They said unto him, Yea, Lord, according to your faith, be it unto you. Lord, increase our faith. Building up yourselves on your most holy faith, rooted and built up in him and established in the faith. He which establisheth us with you in Christ is God, the God of all grace. After that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you. We that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak, and not to please ourselves. Let us not judge one another, but judge this rather, that no man put a stumbling block or an occasion to fall in his brother's way. It pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell. Colossians chapter 1, verse 19. The Father loveth the Son, and hath given all things into his hand. God hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven, and things in earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Far above all principality, and power, and might, and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. By him were all things created, that are in heaven, and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him. Christ both died and rose and revived, that he might be Lord both of the dead and living. And ye are complete in him which is the head of all principality and power. Of his fullness have all we received. Thou hast in love to my soul delivered it from the pit of corruption. Isaiah chapter 38, verse 17. God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Who is a God like unto thee, that pardoneth iniquity, and passeth by the transgression of the remnant of his heritage? He retaineth not his anger for ever, because he delighteth in mercy. He will turn again, He will have compassion upon us. He will subdue our iniquities, and thou wilt cast all their sins into the depths of the sea. O Lord my God, I cried unto thee, and thou hast healed me. O Lord, thou hast brought up my soul from the grave. Thou hast kept me alive, that I should not go down to the pit. When my soul fainted within me, I remembered the Lord, and my prayer came in unto thee, into thine holy temple. I waited patiently for the Lord. He brought me up out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock. The things which are. Revelation chapter 1, verse 19. Now we see through a glass darkly. Now we see not yet all things put under him. We have a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well that ye take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet, and a light unto my path. Beloved, remember ye the words which were spoken before of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ, how that they told you there should be mockers in the last time, who should walk after their own ungodly lusts. The Spirit speaketh expressly, that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Little children, it is the last time. The night is far spent. The day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Him that was to come. Romans chapter 5, verse 14. Jesus, made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man. One died for all. As by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. The first man, Adam, was made a living soul. The last Adam was made a quickening spirit. That was not first which is spiritual, but that which is natural, and afterward that which is spiritual. God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness." So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. God hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, the brightness of his glory, and the express image of his person. Thou hast given him power over all flesh. The first man is of the earth, earthy. The second man is the Lord from heaven. As is the earthy, such are they also that are earthy. And as is the heavenly, such are they also that are heavenly. Things which shall be hereafter. Revelation chapter 1, verse 19. As it is written, "Eye hath not seen nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. The Spirit of truth will show you things to come. Behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him, and they also which pierced him. And all kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him. Even so, amen." I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God. And the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Serving the Lord with all humility of mind. Acts chapter 20, verse 19. Whosoever will be great among you, let him be your minister. And whosoever will be chief among you, let him be your servant, even as the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister, and to give his life a ransom for many. If a man think himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself. I say, through the grace given unto me to every man, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. When ye shall have done all those things which are commanded you, say, "We are unprofitable servants. We have done that which was our duty to do." Our rejoicing is this, that in simplicity and godly sincerity, not with fleshly wisdom, but by the grace of God, we have had our conversation in the world. We have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. His name shall be called Wonderful. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Thou hast magnified thy Word above all thy name. They shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us, Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. All men should honor the Son, even as they honor the Father. God hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, far above all principality and power and might and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. And hath put all things under his feet. He had a name written that no man knew but he himself, King of kings and Lord of lords. Touching the Almighty, we cannot find him out. What is his name? and what is his son's name, if thou canst tell. The Lord's portion is his people. Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 9. Ye are Christ's, and Christ is God's. I am my beloved's, and his desire is toward me. I am his. The Son of God loved me and gave himself for me. Ye are not your own. Ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. The Lord hath taken you and brought you forth out of the iron furnace, even out of Egypt, to be unto him a people of inheritance, as ye are this day. Ye are God's husbandry, ye are God's building, Christ as a son over his own house, whose house are we, if we hold fast the confidence and rejoicing of the hope, firm unto the end. A spiritual house, and holy priesthood. They shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels. All mine are thine, and thine are mine, and I am glorified in them. The glory of his inheritance in the saints.